Good morning, everyone. So we're in the middle of discussing Shema, essentially the very first paragraph of Shema, which is a paragraph of Kabbalah's Ol Melchus Shema, where we accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu as our King. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam holds that there are three aspects of Shema. This is in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. There is the aspect of believing in Yichud Hashem, that we have to believe in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the powers are unified in the world and in the broader world. Everything is unified in one power, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is God. It's Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Not something that we only know, but that we feel in our hearts. Additionally, it is V'ha'yu Advarma Eila Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alevavecha. And these things that are things that we should study and we should teach and we should learn, because it's a lifelong process, this idea of building our emunah, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think this idea is reflected in the two famous stories, or the two times where we find Shema Yisrael, one in the Torah and one in a Midrash. The time where we recite Shema Yisrael in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Bnei Yisrael in Sefer Devarim as they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and he tells them Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha, etc. There, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam V'Oed. Moshe just told them, you need to have faith in Hashem. You need to believe in this as you're going to Eretz Yisrael. This will help you succeed. And then there's the famous story, which is the reason why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'Oed, the famous story of the Midrash, where Yaakov at the end of his life calls his children all together and he wants to tell them the future, and he forgets. He's going to tell them prophecy, and then he forgets, and he thinks, maybe I can't say it to you because maybe there's one of you who perhaps does not believe in your spiritual legacy, does not believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like I had a brother Esav who didn't believe, and just like I had an uncle, Yishmael, who didn't believe, so maybe one of my children also doesn't believe. So all the children got together and said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'Oed. And the Gemara said, so what are we supposed to do? How can we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'Oed if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it when he told the Bnei Yisrael this? How can we not say it? Yaakov Avinu said it. So therefore we say it silently. But the point for my purpose is that we see that Yaakov Shema Yisrael is different than Moshe Shema Yisrael. Moshe Shema Yisrael is a Shema of expectation, where he tells him, this is your charge. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our King, and you have to be Mekabel Ol Melchus Shemayim, and you have to believe in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to teach it to your children to feel it in your heart. And Yaakov Avinu Shema Yisrael, or the children Shema Yisrael, was at the end of Yaakov's life. After a long life of struggles and challenges, they still affirm to Yaakov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. We believe in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have, this is our responsibility, Shema Yisrael in the beginning of our lives and Shema Yisrael throughout our lives. That again, this idea that, yes, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. We're Mekabel Ol Melchus Shemayim, but it's not a one-time thing. We constantly study, we constantly learn. That's what the Rambam, where the mitzvah involved not just the intellectual belief and not just feeling it in our hearts, but constantly struggling. What does it mean to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's a continuous process, not just in the beginning of our lives, but throughout our lives. Not just Moshe Rabbeinu's charge to Klal Yisrael, but also the children responding to Yaakov Avinu at the end of his life. That is our goal of Shema Yisrael, to continue developing this idea of being Mekabel Ol Melchus Shemayim for our entire lives.